Every 10 seconds, a new small business is started. Every day, more and more people are deciding they want to be their own boss and making huge sacrifices to live out their dreams. Yet, they have no place to turn for support. Entrepreneurs of the world, unite and let's talk business.
This is Dr. Dennis Waitley. You're listening to Let's Talk Business, which I think is probably the most important show that you can listen to on becoming an entrepreneur in a fast-forward world.
The Let's Talk Business Network is dedicated to helping entrepreneurs and small business owners succeed. So get ready to be helped, informed, and inspired, because it's time for Let's Talk Business with veteran entrepreneur and a man who was voted one of the 100 most important talk show hosts, Mitch Schlimmer.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk Business. I'm your host, Mitch Schlimmer, right here from beautiful Atlanta, right here on 91.1 on your FM dial, WREK. And if you're just finding this show for the first time, this show is all about entrepreneurship, small business, and youth empowerment. And today we're going to focus our show not only on youth empowerment, but a wonderful book that has come out called The 7 Mindsets to Live Your Ultimate Life. And my two featured guests are joining us here from the hour are all the way in Roswell, Georgia. And they are not only the creators and co-creators of the Ultimate Life Institute, but they are people that deeply care about entrepreneurs, are running some great companies and foundations, and we're going to explore their journey. We're going to learn from them. We're going to talk about their books and do things to constantly help you. And my first featured guest is not only a guest, but also a dear friend and like a brother to me, and that is Jeff Waller. And Jeff is a leading visionary on personal achievement and especially youth empowerment. As he mentioned, he is the co-founder also of Accent Corporation, which is actually a multi-million dollar education company serving millions of students and educators throughout the world. Jeff has done some incredible things and has really dedicated his life to youth empowerment, including co-authoring a new book that has just come out, a groundbreaking book that I know you're going to love and want to read and we're going to talk about, and that is The 7 Mindsets to Live Your Ultimate Life, an unexpected blueprint for an extraordinary life. Jeff, welcome to Let's Talk Business.
Hey, Mitch, how you doing?
All right, buddy, how are you?
I'm doing most excellent, most excellent. This is awesome, man. It's an honor to be on here with you, and I look forward to talking with you.
Well, I tell you what, Jeff, we have a whole half hour here, and ditto, as they say. It's an honor for me as well. I've been blessed to have your friendship, partnership, call it all those things, but more importantly, sharing this journey, especially to make a difference for people in the world, and that especially includes our youth. And I thought it would be great, and it's not uncommon for me, Jeff, to start off each show to get the listeners to get a sense for the soul of my guests. And I'd like for you to talk a little bit about, you know, your journey and how you got here and even how you realized, you know, what your life mission and calling is.
Yeah. You know, for me, when I graduated from college, I kind of started a traditional path, worked for big companies in consulting. And you know, while I was doing that, I just got in this habit of consuming this personal achievement information. I think starting in the early 90s, I would read one or two books a week, and you know, just consuming you know, books like Think and Grow Rich and Rich Dad Poor Dad and you know, all the great thinkers, and it was just this passion for mine. And in early 2000s, I had the opportunity to partner with an organization and form Accent, which develops software for special needs organizations, and really get involved with education and youth empowerment from a broader perspective. And it just became this perfect opportunity to take the interest and the passion that I had for understanding human potential and trying to turn that into some methodologies and some products and services that could then be taught to young people so they could go on to live better and more meaningful and more fulfilling lives. And so it was kind of a dream come true. You know, I'm one of the fortunate people who's been able to really take that which they would do for free and turn it into a business and a life. And so I'm blessed in that sense. And it's just been a wonderful 10 years, and I think the future looks incredibly bright for all of us.
Well, I think it is extremely bright, and as Jeff was alluding to, he graduated from Georgia Tech, where this radio show comes from, here at 91.1 on your FM dial. And you know what, Jeff, it's interesting when you see your journey, and I know you obviously personally, as I mentioned, and I know what a voracious learner you are, and all the books that you've read and papers that you've studied, and you know, this desire to help as many people as possible. And I always find it interesting when companies start out and then they kind of find, you know, why they're here, and they even create divisions within these companies to do something that matters. And when you look at Accent, you know, you look at this company, but more importantly, it creates this division, you know, the Ultimate Life Institute, and which you are the executive vice president of. And I thought it'd be great for you to talk a little bit about the Ultimate Life Institute, and especially some of the unique services and products that we provide.
Yeah, you know, the Ultimate Life Institute, as you said, Mitch, is a business unit of Accent. Its purpose is to empower youth globally to live what we call their ultimate lives. And you know, we've developed products and software and services for school districts for many years, and it's a wonderful product that we're delivering. But we've made a decision as an organization to really try to expand what we're doing with youth and really provide them with the proven success strategies and the knowledge and awareness so they can start to make decisions at an earlier age. And if you really think about you know, most of our lives, you know, for me, for example, in my 30s, I started really soul searching and asking myself, you know, why am I here? What is it that I really want to accomplish with my life? And it's unfortunate that the vast majority of us make that decision in their 30s when they have a mortgage payment, they have kids, and life's gotten very complicated. And so really, I think what we want to do as an organization, and what we all really want to do is try to push that decision and that thought process down to our youth at an earlier age. And I think that's what the Ultimate Life Institute is really all about, is creating an awareness in our youth of the things that they can start to do today that are going to set them up for much greater success and much greater happiness and meaning in life, and then provide them with the tools and the technologies to actually sustain that so they can start to make those decisions and take the steps they need to take earlier so they're not having to do that soul searching at 30. When things might be too late for them. And so the Ultimate Life Institute is really focused on a number of things. The things that are most exciting for me are the Seven Mindsets methodology, which we just wrote a book about, which I think is the next generation of youth empowerment and personal achievement. And then we've taken those mindsets and the content, and we're investing heavily in technology that allows us not just to sort of educate the youth on these new strategies, but to provide them with tools that allow us to sustain, you know, those programs and services for years to come. If you ask any teacher or any youth empowerment coach, what they'll tell you is the great enemy of personal achievement or personal development is the power of suggestion. And what that means is that no matter how good a teacher or a coach is in an environment with a young person, that youth will then go back into their community with the same parents, the same friends, the same influences, and the vast majority will fall back into the same behavior patterns that they had prior to ever meeting you. And so, you know, as folks who have dedicated their life and most of their disposable income in the realm of helping youth, that's a very difficult thing for us to accept. And so we're investing in tools that allow us to become part of the power of suggestion in the lives of these youth. So as they go back into their communities, they now have new influences in their lives that are positive. And one of the most exciting, I think, aspects of those tools is MyUltimateLife.com, which is a community of empowered youth around the world. And what we've found is the most powerful influence, the greatest thing that we can ever do, is actually start to let these young people help each other. And so MyUltimateLife.com is many things, but I think the most important thing that it is a community of empowered youth from around the world who support each other and hold one another accountable for their dreams. And so that's real exciting. And we look really forward to getting that product launched and out in the market here in the first quarter of 2012.
What I thought also, Jeff, would be of value, and as we both know, you talk about, obviously, these products that are being developed, but maybe you could talk a little bit about also some of the programs or services. As we both know, entrepreneurship has gotten extremely popular, especially with our youth. We have created these Ultimate Life Entrepreneurship Camps and other programs. I thought it'd be great for you to talk a little bit about this and how people can learn about it and even sign up.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Entrepreneurship is something we've been doing, some of my partners have been doing since 1988. I mean, it really was the start of the youth empowerment industry, and many companies would go out and work with youth and teach them entrepreneurship skills. And it's a very important skill, especially for inner city youth who typically, they don't really see a way out. Maybe they don't believe they're going to graduate high school. They can't really see themselves going to college. And what entrepreneurship did is it actually gave them a different perspective on their future. There was another way they could live a successful and happy life. And one of the things we know is that if you change the way a young person thinks about their future, they will no doubt change the decisions that they make in the present. And so entrepreneurship would give these young people a new vision for their future. And they would start not to make those life-changing, catastrophic decisions like dropping out of school or doing drugs or committing crime. And so entrepreneurship has always been in our veins, and that's what's brought us together with you, Mitch. And so I think the most exciting thing we're doing is we're sort of revolutionizing the way we teach youth entrepreneurship. If you look at all the entrepreneurship courses that are out there today, it targets the quintessential entrepreneur. You know, I call them the life's monopoly players, the guys that are passionate about building businesses and creating markets and doing deals. And you know, that they're Sir Richard Bransons of the world. And those are incredible folks, and they're incredibly valuable to our culture, obviously. But they make up a very small percentage of people. I would say, you know, somewhere between 3 to 5% are what I would call quintessential entrepreneurs. That being said, entrepreneurship is, I believe, an absolutely critical skill set that we all have to have. I don't think our youth can depend on big companies and the government and mid-sized companies even to provide their professional foundation, their financial foundations as they look forward. I mean, we see that today as kids are graduating college and they can't get jobs. They're having to start businesses. And so we have to teach them how to do that. And what we've done sort of revolutionize the way this gets taught is we've integrated our seven mindsets methodology so that these young people start to look inside before they start to look outside. And what that allows them to do is understand what is a business that I can create or become a part of that I can be successful in, not just short term but long term. You know, what can I do and act on, not just today but in a sustainable manner, that's going to allow me to create not just a successful business, right, but something that taps into who I am, what my unique genius is, and allows me to create a lot of value in the marketplace for many, many years to come, and, oh, by the way, create the life I want for myself and my family and the people that I love. And so it's we call it entrepreneurship from the inside out, which I believe strongly is the new model that all our youth need to start to understand, because they're all going to have that entrepreneurial spirit if they want to live, meaningful and successful lives moving forward.
Well, I tell you what, Jeff, you know, you said it well, and sometimes these things can actually even get lost a little bit, but there's no question some of the great work that's been done by the Ultimate Life Institute, the Magic Wand Foundation, and others, including at Accent, really falls around also this seven mindsets, and a lot of work, a lot of homework, a lot of money. A lot of research went into writing a brand new book, listeners, that I highly recommend that you go out and get. You can get it by going to www.7mindsets.com. That's www.7mindsets.com. And the book is called The Seven Mindsets to Live Your Ultimate Life, an unexpected blueprint for an extraordinary life. And this book has been written by Scott Schickler and Jeff Waller. Scott's going to be our second featured guest following Jeff. And Jeff, you know, one thing that I thought would be great is to really get into the meat of, obviously, the book. And that is, before we discuss the seven mindsets, There were some things in the book that I think is important that sets things up. And maybe you could talk a little bit about the writing of the book and also the great paradox.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We've talked about this book for 5 years. And if you've never written a book, it can be a fairly intimidating process until you've actually gone through it. And it was just funny, you know, we decided probably 3 or 4 months ago that we wanted to write this book. And I think, you know, just being so close to this and so impassioned by it for so long, it's like it just sort of fell onto the pages by itself. It was an enjoyable, fun, cathartic experience that we went through. And it was very quick. You know, and I think ultimately we created what I believe is an incredible product, which articulates what we know to be the 7 critical strategies for anyone to succeed in life. And you know, Mitch talked about the paradox, and so you know, we did a study, and we've researched all the research. You know, we've interviewed many of the most successful men and women alive today. We've obviously worked directly with youth and adults for 22 years. And through all that work, it's culminated into this methodology, which we call the 7 mindsets to live your ultimate life. And it's a very, I think, revolutionary approach that anyone can begin to apply in their life and start to see a meaningful change rather quickly. But I think the most compelling thing that came out of the research was that the vast majority of us are actually thinking and acting in direct opposition to the 7 mindsets to live your ultimate life. And, you know, we always use things like addism. So, you know, I think we've all heard the addism, don't make the same mistake twice, right? And I'm a parent, I have 3 kids. And so when I tell my kids, don't make the same mistake twice, I'm trying to tell them, you know, learn from your mistakes, you know, get smarter, do it differently next time. But when we talk to young people, when they hear that being said to them, almost without exception, that tells them don't make mistakes, right? And every one of us knows, right, who's studied success or has achieved success in our life, that mistakes and failure are actually a fundamental part of success. Yet we are creating in our young people a mentality of fearing mistakes. They don't perceive failure as part of success. And so, you know, that's just one example. Another example we always use is money doesn't grow on trees, right? That's probably something that we've always heard. You know, when I tell that to my kids, what I mean is you got to work hard for money. It's something that you got to earn. You got to go out. You got to create value. That's the lesson that I'm trying to teach them. Unfortunately, what that means to young people when we talk with them is money is scarce. Money is money is something that is a struggle to get access to. Money is something that is going to be hard for me to deal with in my life. And from an early age, we're creating in our young people a negative relationship with money. You know, if you study people who achieve great success, money is an energy source. They see it as something that's you know, provided to them that gives them the energy to then go out and create the value in the marketplace that they want to create. And so, you know, these mindsets are so powerful, and in many ways they're very intuitive, but unfortunately, the vast majority of us are actually acting and thinking in direct opposition to them, and that's really what's getting in the way of allowing us to go on and live our great lives. And so our methodology really provides the tools and the techniques to start to go after, right, those limiting beliefs and those limiting thoughts that are getting in the way of us achieving the success that we all so much want.
Well, I tell you what, Jeff, you know, you said it really well, and I want to get into the 7 mindsets here. I think it's extremely important to not only have our listeners learn them, but from the creators of it as well. And before we get into each one of them, I thought it'd be good for you to just briefly talk a little bit about, you know, what is a mindset and why having these mindsets are actually even more important than skill sets in many cases.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, Mitch. And you know, it really, you know, what we like I had mentioned, we've worked with youth for many years, and probably for the first 15 to 20 years, we taught skill sets. We taught leadership. We taught financial literacy. we taught career readiness, but you know, the results weren't what we wanted them to be, and the reason was that if the skill sets, right, if you're very smart with money, but you have a negative relationship with money, you know, it's always going to be a struggle in your life. You know, if you want to be a leader, right, if you want to truly be a leader, you better find your inspiration. You better find that which within you brings out the fire, because it's that fire that people are going to follow, right? And so the foundation of the ultimate life, the foundation of real meaning and success, it's not as much what you know, but it's how you think about yourself, your environment, and your future, because that then becomes the foundation, the fuel that allows you to take the skill sets and do what you want with them to achieve the success that you desire. And so we've just learned that the first step that every young person really needs to focus on is let's really focus on how we think about things, what our attitudes are, and how we look at ourselves, and how we look at others, and how we view our future, and how we tap in to that which is inside of us that we can then turn into something of great value. You know, the results have been overwhelming as far as the impact that we're having on the young people that we're working with when we focus on the mindset first and the skill set second.
Well, I tell you, that was said really well, Jeff, and your clarity is something that I always admire. And again, listeners, if just tuning in, you're listening to Let's Talk Business right here on WREK, 100,000 watts, heard throughout Atlanta and all over the world on WREK.org. Joining me is Jeff Waller, and Jeff, we're talking about his first book, and I know many to come, that he's co-authored with Scott Schickler, The 7 Mindsets to Live Your Ultimate Life. Go out and get that book. You can get it at www.7mindsets.com. You can learn all about the Ultimate Life Institute and Accent at Accent.com, and also a great foundation that we started that we will talk about today as well, called the Magic Wand Foundation. But Jeff, I thought it'd be great to maybe let's go through the obviously the importance of the 7 mindsets and those 7 mindsets themselves and what they really mean. So let's start off with everything is possible.
Yeah, you know, the first mindset's everything is possible, and basically what it says is that, you know, everything that exists today was once just an idea in someone's mind, and then someone believed it was possible. And then started taking the action necessary to make it a reality. The car, the cell phone, the computer, the wheel, you know, you name it. Everything was once an idea, but someone had to believe it to be possible, and then they had to start taking the action to make it happen. And you know, I think most of us, you know, have grown up believing that greatness is reserved for the few. Everything is possible tells us it's not. It's really reserved for everybody. We all have a miracle inside of us. We just got to figure out what it is, expect that we can then make it a reality, and then have the courage to take the action and embrace the failure and the risk in our lives to make it happen. And that really is the ingredients for success. You know, I was listening to an interview you had done with Jack Canfield many years ago, and he talked about a research effort he did with the 100 most successful people in the country, and he would ask them, you know, if you could start over again, what would you do differently? So he asked Oprah Winfrey, if you could start over, what would you do differently? And every single one of these people said, I would start younger and I would dream bigger, right? Because they realized, people who have succeeded realized that once they had the clear vision, once they expected success, once they believed that they were the ones to make it happen, they started to take the action. It was just that persistent, sustained effort that ultimately created that new reality in their lives. And ultimately, when they look back, the only limitation they ever really had in their life was their own expectations. And they would like to go back and remove that, because everything really is possible if you just understand you got to have the clear vision, you got to expect success, but you got to take the action. So that's everything is possible. It's obviously a lot more than that, but that really is the essence of what it is.
Passion first.
So passion first is one of my favorites. You know, science has shown that we're completely unique, that no one's ever existed like us, no one will ever exist like us again. You know, we tell our students we're all a unique expression of human life. That's a wonderful thing. That means that we're capable of doing something that no one else who's ever lived or ever will live again is capable of doing. And really, the meaning of our life is to figure out what that is and to share that with the world to the maximum extent possible. You know, one other aspect of Passion First, which I think is critical, is you have to find that ambition. You have to find that fire within you. And really what that's all about is understanding what you want your legacy to be. What is it that you want to accomplish? What do you want to be remembered for? What is it that's going to get you up every morning? What's going to allow you to keep going with when others would quit, when times get tough? What's going to allow you to break through those barriers? Because ultimately, the dream's got to be bigger than the moment. And Passion First is all about finding out what your talents are, what your strengths are, but just as importantly, what is it that you want to do with your life? What is it that matters enough that will allow you to get through all the challenges you're going to face along the way?
We Are Connected.
We Are Connected is really about relationships, and if you study people who've succeeded to any extent and those that have been truly successful, they essentially see that every single person that comes into their life can help them live their dreams. And when they meet somebody, they go into it with that perspective, and their intent is to figure out, how can this person help me live my dreams? And what you find when you have that expectation is that you have this heightened sensitivity around every relationship that you have in your life. And when you have that heightened, you know, that radar's up and you're engaged, you're pulling value out of those relationships, and you're obviously giving value into it. But it's all about maximizing every single little relationship that comes in your life, because, you know, all opportunities and all new knowledge, for the most part, comes through other people. And if you want to succeed in life, you have to tap into that incredible resource. And that's what We Are Connected is all about.
100% accountable.
Yeah, 100% accountable is one of the more difficult ones that we teach. But essentially it says you're not a victim of your past. Your future's not predetermined, right? You are what you decide you want to be from this moment and every moment moving forward. And the real challenge with 100% accountable is, you know, there's a lot of people who've had bad things happen in their lives, and you know, nobody can argue those things happen, and certainly that makes things a lot more difficult for some people than others. But for me, 100% accountable is just a knowing that you control your destiny, and that you can determine what you become with your life based on the actions you take and the thoughts and the plans you make in the current moment. And that, to me, is the most empowering mindset of all, because that takes you from the victim to the victor. I think everyone would agree that you know, if a bad thing happens in your life, I don't remember the quote, something like, you know, it's not, you know, it hurts at first, but it's because where you live it that creates all the damage. 100% accountable is all about, let's reconcile with the past. Let's understand that we have the power right now to do the things that we need to do, to take the steps that we need to take to create the lives that we want to create. I have that power. I'm in control of that power. When things go wrong, instead of becoming a victim, I start to search out what I could have done different. What can I learn from this? How can I grow from this? How is this going to enable me to then do the things I need to do to get where I want to get in life? And so that's what 100% accountable is all about.
Attitude of gratitude.
You know, attitude of gratitude is there's sort of two primary pieces of that. The first, obviously, is just be grateful for all the good things that you have. You know, in life, you can choose the negatives or you can choose the positives as the foundation from which to grow from. If you choose the positives, those are the things that are going to expand in your life. There's a great quote, where attention goes, energy flows, and that's just saying let's focus our attention on the positive things, and let's have the energy go into the positive things on our lives. Let's let those be the things that expand. You know, if we focus on the negatives, that's where our energy goes, and obviously I think we all know where that path can take us. The second aspect, which is the most difficult, is it's a term called the inverse paranoid. If you study people who achieved success, they always look back at the adversity in their life as the moments when they gained the knowledge or the awareness or the skills that ultimately allowed them to achieve success. And so when we are going through difficult situations, how do we seek the positive aspects of that? You know, even if they're extremely bad, you know, we always tell our students, if it's so bad you just can't possibly see how you're ever going to benefit from this, just tell yourself that you know that something good's going to come out of this, and that you look forward to the time when you can look back on it and understand what you learned from this that helped you live your dreams. And really become an inverse paranoid. Have this perception that the universe is conspiring to do me good, and kind of go through life with that perspective, and you'll just start to see, all these great things come into your life will start to snowball and change the direction that you're in.
Live to give.
So live to give is it's all about being charitable and doing good things with your life, seeking a life to serve others, and ultimately that's how we find meaning. Where we really focus on is, and we use this analogy of an oak tree, right? That the greatest thing any of us can ever do is be our authentic selves and share ourselves with the world to the maximum extent possible. An oak tree, for example, the greatest thing it can ever do is be the biggest, baddest oak tree possible. When it does that, it provides the most shade, it provides the most oxygen, it drops the most leaves to nourish the soil, it drops the most acorns to feed the squirrels. It's a little cheesy, but you get the analogy. And so really live to give is how do we take our passions, our unique genius, and maximize the positive impact that we have on the world. You look at a school teacher, they're not making a lot of money, they're never going to be able to give a lot of money. But you think about the incredible positive impact they can have on lives simply by being brilliant school teachers. And so ultimately, the greatest thing they'll ever do, right, is empower young people to go on and live incredible lives. And no matter how much money they could ever save or give away, they could never match just being their authentic selves and using their unique genius and sharing that with the world.
And the time is now, Jeff.
All right, so the time is now is... it's just all about where your power lies, and I think the vast majority of us, we spend a lot of time regretting the past or thinking about the past. We spend a lot of time worrying about the future, and every moment we give away is our power, because all our power is right here, right now. All we can ever do, the only thing we ever have, is this moment and the action that we take in it. So it's just all about trying to focus in on the present and doing the things that you can do to help change your life and help you live your dreams. And I think one of the aspects of this, and all these mindsets are intertwined and integrated, but we have this concept of purposeful action. And a lot of us go through the day and we do things by habit or just because it's kind of our daily routine. And what you want to do is if you can really get your vision, if you can really establish your dream, you can understand what your passions, your talents are. You can surround yourself with the right people who are in the game with you. That you start to do more and more activities that are on purpose, right? That are on your mission. And what you find is that when you do an activity that is connected to who you are and what you want to accomplish with your life, the power of that activity is exponentially greater, right, than a typical activity that we do in our day. And so more and more you just want to be thinking about, is what I'm doing in alignment with what my dreams are and what I want to accomplish with my life? And when you start to make that connection, you'll start to get much better results with the time you have, because at the end of the day, Sir Richard Branson, Walt Disney, Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, they all have 24 hours a day. And they're just able to take better advantage of that time than most of us. And I think we can all change, how we take advantage of the time we have if we just think like the time is now.
Well, I tell you what, Jeff, you said it really well. And as we both know, learning the seven mindsets is eye-opening. Living them is life-changing. And as you know, I feel very strongly that when you can try and live the seven mindsets in synchronicity, as many of them as possible, that's when magic happens at a level that's even hard to describe. And I have to tell you what, my friend, I never know where the time goes here. And wrapping up, there's many things along the journey that you have taught me, but one of them that I know you feel very strongly about, and that is that many of the world's hidden agenda challenges are only going to be solved through the hearts and minds of young people. Amen, Jeff, and keep up the great work, my friend, and hopefully you enjoyed yourself.
I did. Thank you very much, Mitch, and more power to you and everything you're doing. All right, take care.
Well, it's always my pleasure. Obviously, I look forward to the continued journey together here with Accent and obviously our Ultimate Life Institute. Much, much more as Jeff and my next guest, Scott Schickler, and I and many others are working on the Epicenter, which is going to be the home of the Entrepreneur Hall of Fame, a place to celebrate entrepreneurs, empower our youth, and much, much more. And these are some big dreams that I have, and thanks to Jeff and others, they are becoming reality. Well, our next guest that's going to be joining us is a dear, dear, dear friend of mine, more like a brother to me. We've been together on the journey for decades, and it's just been such a blessing to be able to watch him and watch him grow and see all the incredible things that he has done and he is doing and he is going to do. And it's none other than Scott Schickler. And Scott is one of the world's leading experts on youth empowerment. Matter of fact, actually, the Wall Street Journal referred to him as a serial and parallel entrepreneur due to the number of businesses he started in many diverse industries. Collectively, his companies have grossed over $37 million. With businesses ranging from software to seminars, real estate, and you name it. Scott has co-authored 8 books, including the latest book, a favorite of mine that I've been touting. You got to go out and get it. Jeff and I talked about it today, and that is The 7 Mindsets to Live Your Ultimate Life. He has been behind so many great things, including helped create the Ultimate Life Institute, the CEO of Accent, and much, much more, including his Magic Wand Foundation. He's been featured, you name it, CNN, ABC, The Times, Wall Street Journal, and we could go on and on and on. And it's such a pleasure to have back my dear friend, Scott Schickler. Scott, welcome back to Let's Talk Business.
Thank you, Mitch. That was quite an introduction. I appreciate it. Nice to be back on the air with you.
Well, it's the truth. And Jeff and I were talking, and he mentioned a group of entrepreneurs that he called the quintessential entrepreneurs. And you're in that boat. And I thought it would be great for my listeners to learn from your journey, your wisdom, and much, much more. And I thought it'd be great to have us, let's start out and talk a little bit about Scott Schickler and your journey and how it led you to here and this incredible passion and drive and commitment to youth empowerment.
I tell you what, I love the premise and the mission of your show because it's actually part of the journey for me is to learn about other entrepreneurs and to study them. It's been a philosophy that I have followed most of my life, and it's helped me in a variety of businesses, basically to look to others, to learn from, as you put it so often, other people's experience. And so it's a pleasure to be here with you, and maybe some of the things I might be able to share today might help another listener with something in their life. I tell you, Mitch, my journey as an entrepreneur began as a child, long before I could spell the word or even knew what the word meant. I remember fondly asking my mother for some money to go out with my friends, and she looked at me and she said, you know, what do I look like, a bank? And that was the first lesson that I learned. My parents were divorced, and my mother taught me that if I wanted something in life, I had to work for it, I had to earn it. And as a kid, that meant, you know, growing up in New York with all the different changing seasons, it meant when there was snow on the ground, I grabbed a shovel and I knocked on doors and you know, shovel driveways, and when the leaves fell, I grabbed a rake, and in the summer when there was an opportunity to mow lawns, that's what I did. And if I complained to my mom that, you know, hey, the lawnmower broke, or we didn't have a lawnmower, she basically said, well, you know, go figure it out. And so I'd knock on doors, and I'd offer to mow lawns, borrowing the neighbor's lawnmower. So the journey sort of began that way, and maybe what I learned along the way, Mitch, is that whenever there was a fork in the road, you know, there always were other paths to take and sort of learn by doing. And, you know, my journey progressed from there. And with each new business venture, I realized it was basically the same sort of principles just applied over and over again. You know, a little bit of dreaming, some action, some hard work. Although I learned some of my greatest lessons much later in life, things that I wish I knew when I was a kid.
Well, I tell you what, Scott, that brings up a really interesting point. And, you know, the things that you kind of wish you learned earlier on. But I guess, as they say, you know, that's who makes you who you are. And as I alluded to, I mean, you're the real deal. You are a real entrepreneur. And you've been through this journey. And I thought it would be great for you to share with our listeners, you know, your perspective, not only on entrepreneurship and being an entrepreneur, but maybe some of the pros and some of the cons and, you know, what it takes to really be successful.
Well, great questions. And, you know, I can tell you that, you know, that probably the greatest pro is it's extremely empowering. I mean, I'll go back to my childhood just for a moment again, and just to say that that as I got a little older in my early teens and I wanted to get a job, I quickly realized that there was a minimum age to actually get a job, something I didn't know. And, you know, and in a sense, that was disempowering. You know, if you can imagine a teenager actually wanting to work and finding out that it was illegal to work. But that quickly turned into the discovery that it's not illegal to work for yourself at any age. And so in that is a lesson that's sort of an empowering lesson of being an entrepreneur, is that despite all circumstances, you do control your own destiny. And so I think that's one of the biggest pros and one of the reasons why so many entrepreneurs learn to dream big, because they, you know, they face a lot of different adversity throughout their life, and they learn ways of overcoming them. You know, maybe one of the cons is something that I think you're doing something about in a big way, which is it can be lonely. You know, a lot of times people, you know, we learn, I believe, inaccurately that we are competing with one another. You know, we learn as kids in school that sometimes, you know, there's only one part for in the play that, you know, everybody's going out for the lead, or there's only so many spots on the basketball team. And we learn to view each other as competitors. And certainly when you get into the business world, it's not uncommon to analyze your competition. And it almost gives us this false mindset that we really are competing against one another. And unfortunately, it often leads to an entrepreneur feeling isolated, you know, holding on to trade secrets when, you know, instead they might think about it in reverse as sort of trading secrets with one another, you know. And so one of the lessons I learned is that to be successful in business, you have to overcome that rational thought of if you're going to do it right, you got to do it yourself. And the reality is some of the greatest successes I've had have all been because I've brought other people onto the team, oftentimes smarter and more skilled than myself.
Well, I tell you, that's at the true heart, Scott, of leadership. And, you know me well enough. You know, I have all kinds of beliefs and theories based on my 3 decades on this journey as an entrepreneur. And I think a lot of things are inherently natural to entrepreneurs, and even some of them have a case of paranoia, and they're not very good at delegating. But as you've eloquently pointed out here and in many other places, you don't do anything great alone, and the key is to surround yourself with other people that have different life experiences and in certain areas, obviously, maybe a little bit more knowledgeable, smarter, call it what you want, but the key is to get them to all to play together, and that's at the heart of being a great entrepreneur, and those are the things that you do so well, especially leading your ventures, including, obviously, Accent and the Magic Wand Foundation, and much, much more. And again, listeners, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Let's Talk Business right here on WREK 100,000 watts. And this show is all about entrepreneurship. And today we're dedicating our show to youth empowerment and a brand new book that I've been touting that I'm telling you, go out and get. It will change your life and it will change the life, including of your children. Get them to read this book. It's The 7 Mindsets to Live Your Ultimate Life, an unexpected blueprint for an extraordinary life. Go to www.7mindsets.com. Well, one of the things, Scott, as we both know, is we get fortunate in life, and we get to meet a lot of great people along the way. And I thought it would be great for you to talk a little bit about maybe some of the entrepreneurs and people you've met along the way, and and maybe how they've influenced you and what you've learned. Because one thing I do know is you go out each week and you write this great empowering thought that you share with everyone. And a week never goes by that I don't just scratch my head and say, oh, my God, I didn't know this about Scott. I didn't know he met this guy. And I know for myself and thousands of others out there, we can't wait to see what you've learned. So maybe you could talk a little bit about some of these people and some of the favorite lessons that you've learned.
Yeah, I tell you, every week when I write a new letter, I go deep into the memory banks, and I'm actually very blessed to have met many successful and, you know, very happy people in life. And I've never been shy asking for their opinion on things, and I actually treasure other people's experience and advice. And I've met some amazing people, and I tell you, as you're asking the question, a few people come to mind. I'm proud to have called one of my friends and mentors, Dave Thomas, the founder of Wendy's. And the late, great Dave Thomas taught me so many lessons. We were together. He brought me into his dream to teach free enterprise to America's children. And I would often go out with him. And I remember one time in his back patio, and we were talking, and he taught me the power of really dreaming big. And he wanted to spread this dream of free enterprise. He wanted every kid to learn that even somebody like him, who dropped out of school at the age of 15, that even someone like Dave, without a formal education, someone who had been adopted and had moved so many times throughout his life, he never really had a foothold in any community, even he could succeed. And, you know, he cared so much about sending the right message to kids that at the age of 60, you know, when Dave was a millionaire, just to make sure that kids didn't get the wrong impression, he decided to go back and get his GED and to finish high school. And he did so. And he even went to the senior prom with his wife. And, you know, the kids were so astute, they named them the prom king and the prom queen. And when the yearbook came out, there was Dave Thomas, a picture of a 60-year-old millionaire with the tagline, most likely to succeed. You know, there's some hindsight for you. But Dave was a great friend. And Wally Amos, the, you know, famous Amos, I remember meeting Wally Amos, and someone gave out his phone number, and I thought it was a joke because they announced it to like 500 people, his phone number. They said, if you ever have any questions, give Wally a call at home. And everyone laughed, and, you know, I was too naive to do anything other than write his phone number down. And the next morning, early in the morning, I call Wally, and I didn't even think that he lives in Hawaii. And when I'm calling him, you know, it's like 4 or 5 in the morning. And he answers the phone, aloha. And I said, hi, Wally, my name is Scott. I met you, and, you know, I've got some questions for you. And he said, well, who gave you this number? And I told him who, and he sort of laughed it off. But then, you know what, Mitch, he launched into his mode of being a mentor. And he asked what he could do for me and what I was doing. And I never forget that. And to this day, anytime anyone asks me for advice or help, I think of Wally, and my immediate response is, what can I do to serve you? How can I help you? And I can go on and on, Mitch. There's so many great people I've met who've really inspired and empowered me along the way. And I sort of feel like it's part of my fabric now to do the same for others.
Well, I tell you what, there's so many great stories that you've been writing week in and week out. And I know I speak for a lot of us. We can't wait for Wednesday to come. And obviously, also, you know, you've compiling this into a book with 37 great stories. And maybe you could talk a little bit about this.
Well, I tell you, Mitch, it was almost a little over 2 years ago that I was asked to write one letter to 52 students who had just completed the first Ultimate Life Summit. And Although I've written a bunch of books, I never really view myself as a writer. In fact, I think my English teachers, if they got together, they'd sort of laugh about this. But I was asked to write this one letter to try and maybe inspire and empower these students, maybe give them a little nugget of information. And I did that about a little over 2 years ago. And then the students asked if I would write them another letter. And so for a few months, I started writing a personal letter just to these 52 students. And a few months later, they started telling me that they were sharing the letter with their friends and their family, and then other people were responding. And I realized that quickly this letter I was writing to 52 people now all of a sudden had a following of a few hundred. And, you know, I'll fast forward now. I've written over 100 letters so far, and I've been told that thousands of people read these letters each week. And the letters are designed to share a story of someone who's living one of the seven mindsets, and maybe who's had an interesting situation in their life. And I write it to try and inspire, to maybe empower people, to give a short little message of something that we can do to apply the mindsets in our life. As I like to say, Mitch, you know, learning the seven mindsets is eye-opening, but living them is life-changing. And what I hope to accomplish each week with a letter is possibly sharing some information to help people put the mindsets into action, into their life.
Well, I tell you what, it's something that I mentioned I enjoy, and I know that, these 37 stories you're compiling together to activate your ultimate life is important. And how will our listeners be able to also one day get this book as well, Scott?
Well, so what I realize is that each week new people join the distribution list. And, you know, some of these letters are really gems. I mean, I get a lot of feedback from people, and they tell me how the letters are empowering them in their life. And it almost felt like a shame that new people joining missed out on so many great letters. And so what I decided to do is to take the top 37, my favorite 37 letters, as well as letters that people have, really responded well to, and I've compiled them into a book. The book is going to be released early this in 2012, probably late January 2012. And I think what the readers should be able to do is go to 7mindsets.com. That's where they can also find information on the current book, The 7 Mindsets to Live Your Ultimate Life. And we will also put up the new book, Waving Your Magic Wand, 37 Stories to Activate Your Ultimate Life. So they'll be able to go to 7mindsets.com. But probably more importantly, if they go to 7mindsets.com, they can join the weekly letter list. And so if once they're there, they can click on the button for that, and they can get on the list immediately. And every Wednesday, as you've mentioned, this letter goes out to thousands of people, and they can start receiving the benefits of the letters immediately.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things also, as we both know, is the joy of writing this is also in the research and the learning about these new people. And you know, that's what makes us who we are and influences who we are and how we help others. And one of the things that I always love is the way you set things up. And it's such a great style and a great read. And again, listeners, Scott Schickler is joining us all the way from Roswell, Georgia. He is the CEO, also known as the Chief Empowerment Officer at Accent. He also is the CEO of Magic Wand Foundation and many other things that is helping the world. And Scott, one of the things that I know and I've been blessed to watch here for decades is that you have been a real pioneer in the field of youth empowerment. And I know how important it is to you to empower our youth to live their dreams. And I thought maybe you could talk a little bit about not only this work, but more importantly, how it led to also writing this new book that you and Jeff Waller have co-authored called The 7 Mindsets to Live Your Ultimate Life.
Thank you, Mitch. I've had two experiences in my life that have sort of burned in my memory. I'll never ever forget them. And the first is when I was just a young man, fresh out of college. I had a business already that was fairly successful, helped me pay for school, and I was invited to be a guest speaker at a Boys and Girls Club in Newark, New Jersey. And they I was asked to talk about business. And when I went in there, I was a little surprised that the group were, you know, fourth graders, basically around 10-year-old kids. And I didn't think that they would be interested in business, let alone, you know, even if they were, if they could comprehend it. And I started talking about the fact that I was an entrepreneur, that I owned my own company. And one little kid raised his hand and he said, you know, Mr. Schickler, you know, how can I become my own entrepreneur? How can I become an entrepreneur? How can I become a business owner? And the question sort of surprised me, but I asked the question back to the rest of the class, well, how many of you are interested in starting your own business, either now or sometime in the future? And just about every hand shot up into the sky. And it was sort of amazing. And another little girl put her hand up and says, well, you know, well, what can we do? How can we start our own company? And before I could even formulate an answer, you know, the teacher who meant so well in the back of the room, she started spouting advice that I had heard before. And she said, well, you know, you have to finish finish elementary school and go to middle school, high school, college, get an MBA, write a large business plan, raise a lot of money, you know, and then you got like, you know, like a 3 out of 10 chance of making it. And as she's talking about this, I'm watching all these kids slump back down in their seats. And I had heard this before, but it was the first time in my life that I realized that wasn't the only way. And I realized that that somebody had to intervene here. And I told these kids, I said, you know, that is one path, but there's another path. You know, there's a wholesaler right across the street, and I can take you over there, and I can teach you how you can buy low and sell high and, you know, and take them through the whole process of starting a business. And I did just that, and I learned firsthand the feeling of empowering a person to live their dreams. And I realized that all that those kids really had was some false information. And I share that with you because that's been such a critical reason why Jeff and I wrote this new book, is to help people. In fact, you know, we call it an unexpected blueprint for an extraordinary life, because most people just have some false information, and we wanted to enlighten them and empower them with this new content. And I tell you, Mitch, quickly, the other story that just stays with me forever is when my wife and I were pregnant with our second child. And when she hears me say this, she always corrects me. You know, she was the one who was pregnant, right? But here we were, the baby came a lot faster than we expected and kind of caught us off guard. And I was alone in our house, and my wife says, we're having the baby right now. And there was nothing else I could do but actually assist her in this delivery. And we were all alone and scared. And as my son was being born, the umbilical cord was wrapped around his neck, and he was turning blue. And in that moment, you know, people, they talk about this in different ways in their life. You know, that sometimes people see their own life flash before them. And that didn't happen to me. But what happened to me, Mitch, is I started thinking about this this unborn child and the potential that he had. And the worst thing would be wasted potential. And miraculously, as I tugged on the little umbilical cord, it loosened from his neck. And seconds later, he came out, and I caught him, and as they say, he started to pink up, and he coughed, and you know, fortunately, he's just about to turn 11, and my wife and my son Hayden, they're both happy and healthy, and but from that day forward, Mitch, I knew my life was going to change, that there was no way I was going to not do something important about helping kids reach their potential. And those two circumstances literally changed my life, Mitch, forever.
Well, I tell you what, it's a great story. And, you know, that Hayden there, boy, watch out for him. I think he's got all that DNA of an entrepreneur. And you've got such a great family there, including, obviously, Jackson as well. But one of the things, Scott, that, you know, I thought what might be really interesting to talk about, and that is, as Jeff Waller and I talked about, this great book that you and him have written, as I've mentioned, the 7 mindsets to live your ultimate life. And, you know, you could go through all the 7 mindsets, and Jeff and I went through this, but for a lot of people, change is not easy and changing their life. And I thought maybe you could just take a minute or so and talk a little bit about, you know, changing and maybe share a story that really could help people go ahead and do this.
What, you know, Mitch, You'd think that change would be a lot easier. You know, if somebody identified something in their life that wasn't working well, you know, maybe they're having relationship issues, or they have finance troubles or health issues, and you know, you say, well, it's got to be easy because there's thousands and thousands of people before them who have figured out, you know, the solution to this. And you can walk into any bookstore and see, you know, shelf after shelf of self-help books. But the reality is change is very difficult because of how we how our bodies function. You know, we form these habits. These habits become embedded in our subconscious, and our brain actually doesn't want us to be uncomfortable. And so when you go to make a change, you know, it feels awkward. It feels uncomfortable. And so, you know, you've probably heard that, you know, it takes maybe 21 days to form a new habit, but very few people tell you that it could take months, 3 months, 6 months, or longer to change an existing habit. And as Einstein has rightfully encapsulated, you know, one of his great quotes about if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, you're going to keep getting the same results. You know, well, we know that in order to get a different result in your life, you have to make a change. And if your body keeps forcing you back to what feels comfortable, you'll never, ever really make that change. And so what I like to do is I like to remind people that when you start to do something new, when you start to put a new practice or habit into action, it should feel a little different. It should feel a little awkward. And that should be a sign an encouraging sign that at a minimum you're not going to repeat the same thing you were doing. You know, now this might not be the thing that leads you to that change, but at a minimum it should feel different, and that's a good thing. And I always believe that you can accomplish 95% of what you want in life if you simply find someone else who's achieved what it is you desire, and then you begin to copy and replicate their strategy, and ultimately you make it your own. But that's a great way to shortcut it, Mitch. So thanks for the question. I hope that really helps people.
No, I think it really will, Scott. And I think, again, these are not theories. These are things that you've lived and you've learned, and some of it also the hard way. And sharing this is so, so critical. And in starting to wrap up, Scott, as I mentioned earlier, your great love and passion for kids, and obviously helping found the Magic Wand Foundation. And I thought it'd be great for you to talk a little bit about not just the foundation, but also two great events. One is One Magical Night coming up in February here in Atlanta. And then talk a little bit about the Ultimate Life Summit and the great entrepreneur Harris Rosen.
Well, absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity. You know, the book that we wrote, The Seven Mindsets to Live Your Ultimate Life, is really designed to help people learn the mindsets and put them into action. Whether you're a parent and you want to pass this on to your kids, if you're an educator or a forward-thinking teenager, and we actually created a one-for-one model. So every time someone purchases a book, we donate a book to a deserving child through the Magic Wand Foundation. And the Magic Wand Foundation was set up to provide this content to kids all over the world who don't have the financial means to get it themselves. And one of the things that we created is the Ultimate Life Summit. It's the premier event in the world where hundreds of kids come together from all parts of the world and from all walks of life, from the most at-risk, disadvantaged kids to mainstream kids and highly achieving, affluent kids. We bring them together. You know, day one, you might be able to tell them apart, but our goal is at the end of the week, you don't know who's from what category. And these kids learn the seven mindsets, and they learn in one of the most magical places in the world, and that's Walt Disney. And this year, we're doing it at a place called the Rosen Resort. And Harris Rosen is an amazing entrepreneur who embodies the live to give mindset, and he's agreed to speak to the kids. And so I'm so excited about that. And as you mentioned, we have our one charity event a year called One Magical Night coming up in February. And if people live in Atlanta, I hope they'll join us. And for those who can't join us, if you go to magicwandfoundation.org, you can make a donation, because all the money that we raise, 100% of it, goes to a scholarship fund to help kids and educators learn the seven mindsets. Thanks, Mitch, for the opportunity.
Well, it's such a great stuff, Scott, and there's so many great things. And again, listeners, go to www.magicwandfoundation.org. you can start to learn all about and sign up for the Ultimate Life Summit. You can go to ultimatelifesummit.com as well. And there's no shortage of great things that Scott and his team have been doing here. And I've been absolutely blessed to know these wonderful people for years. And as I mentioned when we started off, Scott, for decades. And Scott, I'm going to make a prediction. I make a lot of them. I remember when Mark Victor Hansen was on and I talked about Chicken Soup for the Soul. And he reminded me about that in an interview not too long ago, and so many others. And the one thing I'm sure of, Scott, is the game has just begun. And your greatest work, Jeff, all of ours together, is still at the beginning. And I can't wait to look back one day, decades later, and say, oh, my God, who would have thunk it? But there's a very famous Indian proverb, Scott, and it basically says a teacher is measured not by the number of students they teach, but rather the masters they create. And I want to thank you for all the masters that you're working to create all around the world, my friend.
Thank you, Mitch. Hey, let's start a mindset revolution. Let's make it as easy as kids learn their ABCs. Let's help them learn their seven mindsets to live their ultimate life.
We're going to do it, buddy. And as you know, we're working on the Epicenter, all about entrepreneurship, philanthropy, and innovation. It'll be the home of our Entrepreneur Hall of Fame. And I am so excited about the future. And I want to thank you for always not only dreaming big, but more importantly, helping others live their dreams, which is not something to take lightly. And I look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Mitch. Take care.
And again, listeners, go out and get the book. I know you're going to love it, www.7mindsets.com. I want to thank everyone that makes this show possible. I want to thank, of course, everyone here at WREK 91.1 on your FM dial. I want to thank, of course, Jonathan and Cody and Grace. I want to thank my engineer today, Fred, and so many others, especially the people at Accent and the Magic Wand Foundation and all of us involved in the Epicenter. Without you, boy, I don't know what I could say. But I also, this time of year, like to thank, of course, my lovely family and all of you that make the dreams come true. Long live the revolution. Bye-bye now.